Welcome to BRYC Connect,
a monthly segment run by your local youth councillors.
So listen up as we share all the deets on all things youth council related and play some absolute bangers along the way.
We are BRYC Connect.
Hey everyone, welcome back to BRYC Connect, your monthly segment by your youth councillors. We are back for the new year of 2025.
Happy New Year for 2025. I'm Scarlett and I'm joined by our youth mayor, Aston. How was your New Year's, Aston?
It was really good. I actually went to see the Bathurst fireworks and they were very abundant and very pretty, as usual. I haven't been in a few years, so.
Oh, that's actually so amazing. I love that for you.
What about you? What'd you get up to?
Nothing. Me and my mates just hung out for a little bit and then brought in the New Year, the end.
Fair enough, fair enough. It's almost hitting back to school for school and university, especially you. You've just hit the start of university and whatnot. What's your...
I know. I'm so sad. I don't get to go back to school shopping anymore. I can't just go look at stationery. I'm so jealous.
I don't really have the luxury. My mum's a pre-buyer and has everything set out since I was in, like, kindergarten.
That's impressive, to be fair. That's, like, a lot of organisation.
It's something like that. But, yeah, I have all my stuff prepped and ready, and I'm so not ready to face Term 1. I'm going into Year 12, and... The HSC is scary. I don't like it.
Yeah, but you've already sat one HSC exam, so like...
True. One's plenty. One is plenty.
I feel that's about to change for you, but that's okay. It'll be a fun few months.
Yeah.
It's fun. The first, like, week of school is just doing nothing and just talking for a week straight.
I'll see if I can push it to, like, the entire 9 months is just doing nothing and then leave it at that.
Please let me know how that goes. I would really like to see if that works at all.
Me too. Yeah, so as I did mention earlier, I am Year 12, but Scarlett has graduated and is about to go into university. So any insights into what you're studying or...?
Yeah, I'm doing a security degree, so kind of excited, which just means it's a glorified history degree, which was everything I did in Year 12. So great fun. Plus, because I'm moving out of home, my parents were really practical with my Christmas presents this year. So I got a power board, which is really cool. And then the promise that I get to go to IKEA when I get up to where I'm moving to, which is amazing. So what did you get for Christmas this year?
Mine was less practical. I think I got a de-stress Lego set that I'm going to have to build. It's a big one too, so I'm going to sink many hours and many headaches. I built one recently and got a massive headache out of it. I was too hyper-fixated on it. It was crazy. But with your IKEA thing, you'll have to tell me what it's like.
I will let you help me build the furniture. Please and thank you.
Exciting. It's Lego on a mass scale.
Yeah, and with slightly more stress about if it goes wrong, because, like... What if all my food drops off my table when I'm trying to eat because we just forgot a screw?
Makes it interesting. Makes it exciting, you know? Like,
does it?
On the edge, literally.
Life on the edge, yeah. On my road trip up to uni, I've already made my playlist and we're about to play a song called From Eden by Hozier, and I will be blasting this, like, multiple times.
I slither here from Eden just as victory.
That was From Eden by Hozier, which is genuinely my favourite song ever. Speaking of favourite things ever, we recently hosted a event for Christmas called the Holly Jolly Hangout. How did you think it went?
Oh, just quickly, that was a great just cut.
Segue.
Just, absolutely. Yep. Just wow. Okay. Brilliant. Anyways, I thought the Holly Jolly Hangout was good. It was a nice little kind of event that we did, but I thought it was good. We initially set out to kind of create an after-school kind of end-of-year thing for everyone, and it was a nice little hangout sesh with pizza and games and whatnot.
Yeah. My favourite bit was the trivia because I got to just yap a bunch, which is like my one talent.
I hope you know I'm still salty about that. I reckon I should have won that.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, to be fair, the person that did technically win cheated the entire time.
And I didn't, and I should have won.
I gave you
hints. Guys were too hard with your marking. It was like, if you wrote it in the wrong handwriting, you would have failed it. That was...
Excuse you. You should have just had the correct answers.
I did have the correct
you
answers.
You didn't.
No. I'm not going to have that.
I am. You were incorrect.
Anyways, well, my favourite part of the event was the photo booth we had. It was an awesome kind of experience that you could do videos in. I didn't even realise that was a thing, but like...
Yeah, I got to avoid it, which was really fun, but it was also really funny watching like everyone else get involved in like taking photos.
I'm eternally thankful I didn't have to do a boomerang with them. I'm not a fan of those, but that's not targeted towards anyone. That's just a general comment.
Yeah, just a general comment that was not targeted whatsoever. Anyway, speaking of things we got to do for Christmas, we did also get to go to Widden Aged Care Facility and hang out with some really cool people and do some Christmas crafts. Specifically, I think we got to build a Kit Kat cabin, which turned
into a Christmas dozer, I think we finalised.
Snowplow.
Oh, okay.
Christmas
My
snowplow.
Bad. It was close, but
yeah,
it got adventurous very quickly.
It did. It was kind of scary. Can't really lie. Although, do you know what my favourite part of the like entire day was? When the defence community dogs in training came in, and one of them came and sat like next to you and one of the
that
people.
That made my day.
That was
HSC results release day, and those dogs saved me and my happiness.
Know. Oh my God. We had one and he had a little bow on his head, and I don't think I've ever thought anything was quite as cute as that little dog was.
I think I saw one with like elf ears on it. I feel like double ears would have been.
Oh, I know. One was in a tutu with like fairy lights.
Yes,
I
do remember that one. That one was cool.
And they were so clever. Like they knew so many little tricks.
I wish I could rock a tutu like that. But
I reckon you should definitely try.
I don't think so.
Do you know what? You could have rocked one for our little museum selfie day.
Oh, the selfie photos. Day. That was good. That was such a cool thing, but I wouldn't do it with a tutu next time. Just...
Oh, boring. I reckon you should. Maybe. What was your favourite museum that we went to?
I have to be biased and say the Motor Racing Museum. It's always my favourite. I'm a cars person for sure, but
yeah.
I don't think there's anything more I can say. I love it. But the trains one was cool. They're little model things that go around. That's mad.
That
I want my own, but like I don't know if I can get my own, but I want my own.
Where would you put a model train?
I don't know. I haven't thought about that. Maybe I do it like the movies where I just do it like the thing goes upside down and delivers me food and whatnot so I don't have to do anything. That's my train session.
That would be a very smart idea. I respect that. Yeah, no, I like the little fact sheet like finding thing we got to do with that.
Yes, thing. I did dump you with a find the trains.
Yeah, I found the gold train so quickly, just so you know. Master
find Fair out. Enough, fair enough.
Yeah. No.
What about yours? What was your favourite place we went?
My personal favourite museum was the Miss Trails house. Like, I'd never got to go in there before, and I'm also a slight history nerd, so it was really cool to, like, be walked through the house by someone who, like, actually knew what was going
we
on.
We did. We had a lovely tour guide, and we're there for a good while learning about everything of that age. And
yeah. Plus, we got to take our shoes off, which was... I was complaining about beforehand, and then I got to take my shoes off, and I was like...
And then complaining about it, putting them back on.
Yeah. But it's like the important things in life, you know?
The important things. Well, I thought it was important how we got told about, like, the structural and, like, material use of Mr. Ale's house. I thought that wasn't even relevant, but...
Yeah. And then how... What was it? The horse races? One of her...
Oh, yeah. One and how plenty they, of the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, and she used it as a sugar bowl, which I live to be that nonchalant about life. That sounds, like, amazing.
Fair enough, fair enough. I think we'll jump to a quick song, and the one that I have chosen here is Dancing in the Flames by The Weeknd.
Traffic dies while we are racing home. Melted lights cover the open road. I'll be making, 'cause I've been chasing.
And that was Dancing in the Flames by The Weeknd. I think that's a very vibey song from...
It was a vibe. We love The Weeknd.
You do. Mm-hmm. Well, on to a bit of what the Youth Council will be up to in the next upcoming year, since it's the start. We've kind of got a little bit of a plan. It's...
Yeah, we're getting there. I mean, we actually haven't had a meeting yet. We do have a few little things planned just to make sure we, like, all know what we're doing as we get into the new year so that we can make all of our youth council meetings really effective. But, yeah, I'm really excited to see what things we get to get up to in the next 6 months.
We have a lot planned, especially meetings planned to prepare and do all the stuff, especially for Youth Week. So make sure to keep up with all of our updates on our Instagram. It's Bathurst_youth for, if you didn't know, it's make sure to follow. We post amazing content, especially my selfie day stuff.
That was beautiful.
That was amazing stuff, in my humble opinion.
Yeah, very great photo taking on my part, I must say. Not to brag.
I feel like that's a little biased.
Okay, but great model, you know, so we were fine.
Thanks.
All is well and all is good.
I'm good like that.
Spectacular.
But, yeah, we've got plenty of work for Youth Week. We're getting very close to hopefully announcing it soon and having an awesome thing for that. So Youth Week upcoming is the 9th to the 17th of April. So make sure to join us wherever we may be and keep us posted. But plenty of things between then as well, such as our Widden visits and our lovely radio program here. I reckon this is one of my favourite things. I do enjoy it a lot.
Yeah, it is fun. Although I will say I love Widden till the end of time. We just get to do like so many little fun random things.
Baking and card games and...
The amount of times I swear, like, they are so competitive. It is so fun to play with them. Like, they will not let you win. They will...
Reminds me of, like, learning to play bridge at the library games day. That hurt my brain. That was...
Yeah, one day I'm going to force you to come to, like, the Bridge Club and play again.
I will see about that. I very much struggled, so.
Do you know what? Maybe we can do that as, like, a last thing we do before you go back to school, before, like, Year 12 starts.
It's a heck of an end-of-school holidays thing to do.
That's what I mean. Could be so fun.
Well, I know I've filled my school holidays with plenty. I went to watch Paddington, the movie, recently. I think that's a wicked film. I really love that. It's just so little and innocent, and I want to be a bear in Peru now.
That's so specific.
He's my idol.
He's your idol.
I'll call it. He's my idol.
He's what you want to be when you grow up?
Yeah. Paddington.
How old is Paddington again?
Bear years is probably different to human years. So we can't.
Yeah, true.
We can't put it one to one.
That's very fair. Well, what else have you gotten up to this school holidays?
Oh, I've done plenty of travelling. I went up to Canberra to see some family. I also went coastal to see some other family and did some epic activities. I went rock climbing. I absolutely aced that too. I tore up on those.
So impressed.
I beat my brother. That's all that matters. Smashed my brother there. I also did some go-karting and, again, smashed my brother there. It's
too talented.
Yeah.
Just too talented.
Also did a bit of beach stuff and whatnot, just kind of change of scenery and enjoying the warmth. It's been very hot and recently I've not enjoyed it.
No. Well, I would rather it be too hot than too cold, to be fair.
I don't know. I'm a cold person.
No.
If it's cold, you can add more layers. If it's hot, you can't take off more. It's kind of...
Yeah. Actually, that's a really good point. But there's no... Like, I can't ski. I'm not coordinated enough for that, so I can only do cool things
skiing
in the summer.
Skiing is epic. You should so go skiing one day. I go snowboarding, actually. I'm different.
Oh, you're different.
Yeah.
See, but the problem is I don't think I could walk in a straight line if I tried. I don't think I could go skiing with those sort of...
Go snowboarding, it's better.
Better,
yeah.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
I'm a little offended, though. They call my stance the goofy stance, as if that's...
The goofy stance? How do you stand?
Backwards, apparently. There's, like, normal and goofy, but, like, they call it goofy of all things. I don't like it, but...
But to be fair, like, you know, Goofy the character from Disney slays, so, like, Goofy's not a bad thing to be called.
Right, okay.
Just think of it that way.
We'll call it that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well... My holidays were much less eventful than yours. I've just been packing and working and sleeping and cleaning.
Well, hopefully during your uni life you'll You'll be more adventurous and make up for it. You can do rock climbing next. You can scale the walls and do stuff like that.
Yeah. No, see, I'm really excited to go to all of the go-karting tracks. I refuse to believe that I will be beaten on them, just so we're all very clear.
I hope it's known publicly that I will beat you at everyone.
No, incorrect. I'm going to have so many more months of practice than you. It won't even be fair.
Raw talent. It's just natural. It's...
No, you and your driving boots aren't going to beat me in my practice. It's not going to happen.
Apparently. Also coming up that I'll definitely be going to because I'm a motorsport maniac is the Bathurst 12-hour. I'm mad excited. I've been every year since I was, 5 years old? So can't miss it. You know, it's just a thing.
Oh, yeah. I don't get the racing. Like, I watch, other racing, but... The 12-hour, seems like it'll be fun. What is your favourite part of the weekend?
Jeez. It's like trying to pick a favourite song from an album. It's just they're all good or something like that. I don't know. I don't really listen to music, but...
I think the usual saying is it's like trying to pick your favourite child.
Or that works too. Okay. Yeah. Retract what I last said.
Okay.
But,
yeah. Favourite thing of the weekend?
Without sounding too into it, I got to say qualifying. When it's... The car at its hardest, for one lap, it's full on. It's
yeah.
I wish I could do it, except the speed limits keep me there. But it's good to stay to the speed limits. Just
follow the road
for
rules
for safety.
Yeah,
but it's maybe impressive watching people.
Maybe one day, you could become an actual pro race driver and come race in the 12-hour.
We'll see.
Then you can be a hometown champion or whatever and we can all just chant your name really loud.
To whoever's listening, I would love to do so. I'd love the opportunity. Just hopefully someone's out there just ready to grab me. And
yeah, that's what I'm, yeah.
Race woman.
Exactly.
One day.
No. See, I feel like it'd just be really fun to be in the car. I don't want to drive because that's too much pressure. But, if they just strap me into the car in, the passenger seat and let someone else just go for it, I feel like that would be pretty fun.
I don't know. You'd have to have some pretty immense trust to go 300 k's an hour just hoping you don't hit a wall and
do you know what?
Roll a car and stuff. That's...
Well, we just hope and pray that it doesn't happen. And then, just go for it. But responsibly. Because they would not put me in an unsafe situation without doing a proper risk assessment first, quote unquote. Shaking your head doesn't come up on audio, man.
Yeah, sure. Let's go with that.
Sure. Do you know what? Maybe one day when you become a super famous race car driver, you can drive me around. Trust you.
That's a big ask. Right now saying I'm going to become super famous race car driver.
Yeah, you are. The next Daniel Ricciardo. Or the next Oscar Piastri. But in the 12-hour series, not the F1 series.
Something like that. I doubt I'll be that good, but...
It's okay. Do you know what? When you do eventually take me around for a really fast, quick lap of the mount, I will be forcing you to listen to our next song that's going to be playing, which is called Home by One Direction.
So long I've been waiting to let go of myself and feel alive. So many nights I thought it over, told myself I kinda liked her, but there was something missing in her eyes. To creep in, it was there. I saw it in you.
So that was Home by One Direction, which we love forever and ever. Amen.
And unfortunately, that does bring us to the end of our segment. So
that's so sad.
It is. I guess we'll say goodbye from here and make sure to follow our Instagram to keep up on everything Bathurst Youth. It's Bathurst _ youth. So keep us. We will keep you updated, not keep us updated. What am I thinking?
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for listening. It was great. My name's Scarlett.
And I'm Aston. And to finish us off, we will listen to Geronimo by Shepherd.
And you're listening to BRYC Connect.